Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
We got to start adjusting the expectations for both of these teams. There are massive problems, and it's not, well, they lost a few games, and BT and Sal are going to react and like lunatics and yell and scream. No, we got to fix this, because yelling is doing nothing. The Yankees don't hit enough. What a stunner. Another extra inning game. Hey, the Yankee specialty. Jump out to a lead. Flush it. Loizaga was brutal. And I will get on Boone for a pulling Rodon after. Push that to the side, right? So the Yankees do what they seem to always do. They lose a tight game. It's unacceptable just how inept they are and how little they function in these situational late game moments. It's really reflective of who they are. All right. So they don't do that well, and they don't hit enough. The Mets suddenly don't hit at all, and the Mets bullpen is suddenly a massive problem. So anybody can call up, and we'll take all the calls. 888-808-1019. It's early. You guys sound like nuts. What are you doing? There's a lot of baseball. Yeah, I agree. There is a lot of baseball to go, but that means two things. Not only, it could get better. You know what? It could get worse. So I think that this is more than a funk. I think that this is more than, you know, the dog day setting in a little earlier. The Mets got problems, and the Yankees have problems, period.
I'm not sure I'm ready to change the expectations yet, but I have been, like, the anger, it's been beaten out of me by this team, by the Mets in particular. You know, the Yankees kind of, it's frustrating. It's been a little bit of a rut. At least it's a somewhat normal rut. I'm not saying they don't have real issues, because I do believe that they do have real issues. The situational hitting, just the offense being inconsistent, all that stuff. I am actually stunned with the way the Mets have folded here and fallen off a cliff. Like, hitting a rut is one thing. It happens. It's acceptable. Losing 10 of 11 games, getting punked by the Braves for 5 straight games, that is not acceptable. And I'm not sure who they are. Maybe we do need to change the expectations. Maybe you're onto something. I don't know if I'm ready to go there yet. Maybe that's just a part of me that won't.
You won't throw the towel in yet?
I don't want to believe what I'm seeing
here.
But
I respect part of that. I've been there too.
But I went from, see, for me with the Yankees, it was, I didn't think they were good enough to win the World Series, but I expected them to be a playoff team, win the division, whatever. Now we'll see how that plays out. With the Mets, I fully expected them to be a postseason team, and I still do. Like, if you gave me truth serum, I'd say I believe that, but I don't know how I could confidently say that now, the way that they just continue to find ways to lose games. Like, they're going to have to prove it. I've given up all hope. There's no more predictions. No more this team is dead. No more are they going to be a playoff team consecutive years. Like, they have to prove it. It has gotten ugly here real quick for both these teams. I can't believe how both teams, the parallels, BT, and even last night, both blowing 3-0 leads.
Last night was, I mean, kind of eerie how similar it was. Yanks up 3-0, Mets up 3-0, Yanks pen implodes, Mets pen implodes, just... Hey, listen, you're watching the Mets there. Lindor gets up a couple, you know, obviously Mauricio, a big hit. You're
even
thinking,
at that
all right,
point, though.
You didn't feel it. I know you didn't feel it in that moment. like you did, even though Soto didn't deliver the night before late. I know we had the two-run home, or the big home run, but I didn't feel it. Like, I'm like, this is going to be a little pop-up. I just didn't feel like that moment was coming for Lindor last night. See, to me, and he rolled over weakly to second, so it didn't. To me, the problem is this, right? When I look at, and this to me is a little more specific of the Yankees, okay? Because when we talk about their future for this year and their trajectory and what they might become, right? A lot of the talk is rooted around, well, the division's not that good. American League East is, whatever. American League in general is weak. And that's true compared to the National League. But to me, you think that that's reassuring? Like, I am a staunch believer in, don't tell me what the other teams aren't good at. Show me what we're good at.
Right.
So I'm going to ask the question again. What are the Yankees really, really good at outside of Aaron Judge when he goes bonkers, going bonkers? Can somebody answer that? What is the answer to that question?
The pushback would be consistency throughout the seasons, not throughout each individual.
The past, the history, don't care about that. Means nothing to me. So I tell you that all the time. Don't care. Don't care about Babe Ruth or Garrick or DiMaggio or any of them. I care about now. I don't live in the past. I don't throw the resume on the table. You know this about your partner. Yep. I don't care about the championships. I want to see improvement. Instead, they are just fundamentally broken.
Okay,
again.
But, which I respect and understand and agree. I don't disagree with that, but we did have the same conversation last year, and maybe it was even more so me being like, I just don't think this team is that good, and yet they ended up in the World Series. And forget how it ended, they still got there. So I don't know if I could change the expectation for the Yankees as far as still being a team that can go out there and get to a World Series. And if you get there, who the hell knows, anything could happen. I still expect Cashman to go out there and make the proper moves. I wouldn't change the expectation on the Yankees just yet when we were having the same exact conversation about this team a year ago. Now, that in itself is a problem. It shouldn't be the same thing. They should be better than where they were a year ago, right? That's what it was supposed to be. Hey, all right, you lost Soto, build a better team around it. More consistency. And instead, we're seeing the same damn thing every single night. It's infuriating. But that's why I can't change the expectation. And as for the Mets, I mean, I don't, like, what's your expectation right now of this?
I got to tell you, I said yesterday, I said for the first time, it was, first of all, it was getting real. Like, separating a struggle from what I believe were and are real issues, some of which very well might become fatal. So yesterday was the first time that I hinted, and I believe this too, not fully, but I think there's a chance the Mets aren't a playoff team. Like, an outside chance, but there is a chance. We went over the wild card numbers yesterday. You got two or three teams within three games, and even less because they lost last night. You know, the Braves, I like the Braves lineup better. I like the Braves starting staff better. I like the Phillies lineup better. I like the Phillies starting staff better. Like, there's more sure things with both of those teams, not to mention the Dodgers and some other teams that are, you know, in the neighborhood of the Mets. Bottom line is, man, if you don't want to adjust the expectations, I get that. That's fine. I am. And when I say we've got to adjust, I am talking directly to Cashman and Stearns. Get off your asses and don't give me a third arm in the bullpen. Don't give me a fourth outfielder. Don't give me a pinch runner. Give us difference makers.
But do you think that would even help the Mets at this point?
100%. Like,
the Mets have taken on so much water here and have performed so poorly against the Atlanta Braves that what I believe that they were, what I believe that they turned into, building off of last season, adding Juan Soto in the offseason, starting out this year with tremendous pitching, starting out this year with a great record, one of the best teams in baseball, beating the Dodgers, beating the Phillies, wasn't about they couldn't beat good teams. They were beating everybody. The injuries maybe have just become too much. The bullpen has petered out because the starters, and this was by design, they built a starting rotation that was not built with guys that are going to give you length. Well, guess what? This is what happens.
Mm-hmm.
You have an injury or two, fine. Okay, you have some depth. That's great. But you have guys that are going four or five innings every night. You're going to overuse the bullpen. And the bullpen is either injured, overused, not good enough to begin with, and all those things are rearing their ugly head, not to mention a lineup that has been consistently underperforming really from day one, whether it be Soto in the beginning, whether it be Vientos, Alvarez not being any impactful players. Now Alonso's starting to revert back to form. Like, the Mets, to me, have already ruined what I thought that they had turned into. That's gone now. So the real-time expectations have changed. I still believe they're a playoff team. I still think they have the potential to be a good team. But hard to fight back and say that they're guaranteed to be a playoff team when they've just taken on so much water that I'm not, even a big move is not going to help this team. They need a lot more than that.
I think the big move would help. Now they got to do it. I mean, whether it's getting a third baseman or Arenado, and you know, to me, Mullins is a good move. Not even the big move that I'm talking about, but I would certainly take it.
That'd be dropping a bucket at this point.
Well, he'd help you guys out. I think he'd be good for you. I like Mullins, whatever. But to me, the thing that is, I think, because we talked about all the baseball stuff with the Mets. And obviously the Yankees, but pertaining to the Mets here, most disconcerting for me about the Mets now, I don't like their energy. Mm. I don't like what they're projecting. They are not emitting the aura of a team. Now, I mean, when you get your face kicked in 10 and 11 games, I get it. And nobody's walking around with the chest puffed out. Understood. But morale, or however you want to quantify togetherness and cohesion and chemistry, they just look off. I think the Yankees have different problems, but I think the Mets just, they're not connected this year.
Right now, they look broken.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. The number to call, talking both Mets and Yankees and their continued struggles here over the course of the last 2 weeks. What the hell's gone on with our teams? Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Louie's calling from the Bronx. What's up, Louie?
What's up, fellas? BT, you know I'm a Mets fan. I'm tired of this team every year against the Braves. This team has no balls. They never did. When, as soon as they see the Braves, they wet the bed. They're scared of them. I can't stand this team. This team does not belong in New York. These guys do not belong in New York. I understand they're hurting, their injuries, their pitching staff. But you know what? Then you got to bang it out. You got to hit. You got to hit. You had opportunities for the last couple of nights, not to mention the first game in Atlanta that you gave it away. All right? So I don't want to hear about the pitching staff. How about these hitters? How about Lindor again? He started off great. Yeah. Where's Big Pete? Where's Big Pete? Where's Soto? Okay? I want to see these guys. I can't stand this team. They got no balls. Okay? I want a team with balls. I want guys with balls. They see the Braves and they run away. How long is this going on for?
Louis, I'm glad you said it, because I don't want to hear any crap from
guys with balls.
I don't want to hear any crap from the Mets or SNY or anything like that. But
he's right on point. That's a good call right there.
Can't disagree.
They are not hitting. They are just too reliant on two or three guys at the top. There is just nothing of significance once you get past the middle of the order. That is a massive issue. Now, it wouldn't be, again, this is one of those rare days where we can kind of intersect the Yanks and the Mets, even though I don't rely on how weak the American League East is as a reinforcement for my belief in the Yankees. But, like, I don't look at any team in the American League East and say, now, this doesn't make me feel great, but it is the reality of the situation. I don't look at a lineup and say, this team's definitively better than the Yankees. I do, which guarantees nothing at the end of the day, by the way. But I do look at the Phillies, and I do look at the Braves, and I see both of those teams with two or three more potent bats every night that they roll out. Well, and that's before the deadline, and you know Dombrowski's going to do something in Philly.
The one thing that I wanted to see from this team to show me that they're different was to handle the Braves.
Yeah, you've been saying it for a long time.
Bury the Braves. And this is exactly why. Because I'm with Louis. I think they're scared. I think they're afraid of the Braves. I don't think this core has the guts to look the Braves in the eye and go toe-to-toe with them and beat them. While as I see the Braves, where they struggle with literally every other team in Major League Baseball, they see the Mets and they play downhill. They expect to beat the Mets. They look them in the eye. They laugh at them. They mock them. They dance around the base pads and flap their wings at the Mets. They continue to unzip, and you know what, on the New York Mets. Time and time and time again, I've had it. Mercy. And it's the same group of guys outside of Soto, Lindor, Nimmo, Alonso, McNeil. They've been getting punked by the Braves since 2022. Nothing has changed. Louis is spot on. And it's not, it doesn't mean that they can't still have a successful season.
I know what you're saying.
This was symbolic.
Yeah.
The Braves were 13 games back of the Mets. 13 games back. When they met last Tuesday in Atlanta, and the Mets coughed one up, and since then they've lost five straight to this team, and now the Braves are closing the gap. The Braves, who were otherwise dead and buried, now they're still eight games back, but
That number's dwindling fast. I mean,
it went from looking at it was going to be 14.
Maybe they're going to be sellers. We thought about the Braves
Correct.
At one point. I know.
And they let them off the mat, and they can't beat this damn team. The Rockies beat the Braves before the Mets played them. The Marlins beat the Braves before the Mets played them again.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There's something lacking with certain guys on this team that it's looked no further than how they perform against the Braves.
Well, but Sal, this is part of the reason why I knew it wouldn't happen, but I put it out there because I believe it, even though it's obviously a very antiquated mindset because this doesn't happen anymore. That's why the other night I said, who is going to sack up and drill Acuna for the dancing and the gyrations? And he did it in Atlanta. He did it again the other day. And I knew the answer, again, because baseball's changed. But now there may be a few teams in baseball that might do that. We know the Mets ain't one of them because the Mets allowed Pete Alonso to get thrown at, and they were laughing at him, and they did nothing about it. I mean, Pete Alonso, in the last couple of years, going back to Buck, has been attacked, you know, with spherical objects at the rate of 95 to 100 miles per hour. Not one Mets done a damn thing about it. Not guts like, oh, you got no guts, but like the inner workings of the teams. Lift up the hood. What do you have? Honestly, the Mets might not have enough heart, dude.
Which is a big problem. Rayanne is calling from Port Washington. What's up, Rayanne?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I got to say something nice before I get into my Yankee conversation. You two are the best. I listen to you every single day. And I just so love to hear you guys on the radio.
That's awesome.
We appreciate
that. So now let's get into the not-so-great stuff. Mm. So the Yankees are stinking. I won't say another word. I'll just say stinking. And I'm going to ask for your comments on two reasons why I think they are.
Go ahead.
Number one, Hal Steinbrenner has us believing that as long as we make it to the playoffs, we're okay. That's good enough. Mm-hmm. And 3 years ago, I yelled about a statement he made, as long as my minority shareholders are happy, then I'm happy. Okay, so that's the first reason. The second reason is, BT, before this latest contract renewal for Aaron Boone, you said one of the most important things a manager can do is to be a motivator.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes. Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. I have never been, and this is not a reflection on him personally, I have never been a fan of Aaron Boone because he's great when they're playing great. But last year, right after the All-Star break, they had another one of their team three-week slumps, and he can't bring them out of it. He cannot think of a strategy to get them out of their slumps. That's not a great manager to me.
Fair enough.
Let me hear your comments.
Okay, now, thank you for the call, Rand, and certainly thank you for the kind words. We appreciate that. Here's the deal with the Yankees. I can hit the Yankee angle, like the big picture, Hal, and then a little bit more on Boone. And I was livid when they pulled Rodon in real time last night. I'll tell you why in a minute. But the Yankee angle to me, not to get into the George Steinbrenner stuff because that's so old and played out and tired. I don't even want to waste anybody's time with that. We know it's different. But the Yankees used to be possessed by winning. Like, it was their oxygen. The Yankees still want to win, and the Yankees still do a lot to put themselves in a position to win. but it's less than that possessed trait. That's the difference between now and George, okay? Now, there's also a lot of bad with George. That's why I don't want to get into it, but I think everybody knows the difference. Hal's not quite George. He does a lot, not as much as George. Boone. So I think that Boone's greatest strength, all right, is that he keeps things together. He really does. And when you are the manager, especially of the Yankees, I think the Giants need this. I mean, every team needs it, but I think certain teams in our city really need it. The Yankees, the Giants, the Knicks, and the Rangers, everybody else kind of a little bit of a different standard, right or wrong, no disrespect. That's just the way it is based on the history. And when I think Aaron Boone's steadiness is an amazing asset. I really do. Now, I've talked to Aaron about this, all right? I've asked him, like, Skip, I'm curious, like, when Glaber was dogging it or Glaber was in the clouds, did you kick him in the ass? Because I know you never called him out in the press conference. Did you at least get on him behind closed doors? Like, I need to know. We need to know that. And we had a long conversation about it. He said, listen, he said certain players react to certain things. He said it's not the way it was when we grew up. I said, I got that. I said, but there's a bit of a fine line between just, you know, running the train over somebody's back in the press conference and just saying, you know, we're going to get him tomorrow. I would like to see a little more outward acknowledgement of some shortcomings of players that, from a fundamental perspective, but now I'm not blindly defending Boone, but I have to add this. Most of those dumb players are gone. Glaber's gone. So, like, we can't kick him around. And while the Yankees look wretched for the past 10, 12, 15 days, and their fundamentals are broken, this team is more fundamentally sound. They catch the ball better. I know they've been a circus on the bases the last 2 weeks, but it's not the same as last. If it was, then I would have an even more aggressive tone. I do think this team is more buttoned up, but I do wish Boone was a little more transparent and forceful in terms of lighting guys up. I do.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.